The Rambam in Perakei Avochos Malachim, Halacha Dalet, Halacha Hey, has two back-to-back halachas, and the subtle differences between them is something that is very, very striking. The Rambam in Perakei Halacha Dalet discusses the pasuk of Hachrim Tachrimim, Dvarim Perakav. The Torah tells us you enter Eretz Yisrael, you're going to encounter the Shiva Amimim. It's necessary to go ahead and to see to it that you wage battle against them, that they have to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us in that context, in Melchemes Mitzvah, Lo Sechaye Kol Neshama. And here the Rambam writes that this is a mitzvah to say, Lahachim Shiva Amimim. The Rambam calls the Pasuk Hachrim Tachrimim. And the Rambam writes two very great kedushim. Number one, V'chol Sheba Liyodo Eched Mehem V'lo Harago. And if a person encounters a member of these nations, and a person does not take his life, Hareza Over V'lo Saseh, you violate a law V'lo Sechai Yekol Neshama. Wow. So the Rambam writes, there's an essay of Hachrim Tachrimim. There's a law V'lo Sechai Yekol Neshama. How do you violate the law? An individual, a personal encounter. No, v'chol shabal liyado echad mehem. Right, you encounter, right, you have this business meeting and you're very friendly, you're very cordial, and you say, where are you from? He tells you that this is who I come from. Guess what? So, lo harago, you violate the law of daris. Okay. Then the Rambam writes another stunning kiddush. However, ukfar avdu va'avad zichron. Kfar avdu va'avad zichron. Well, but you know what? They're gone, right? They don't have any lasting kiyum, and therefore, we don't assume that people who say today that they are from these nations are really from these nations of old. Well, that's something which is pretty stunning. If you look in the Radvaz refers you to the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrebiya, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Chafei. There, the Rambam writes the following in Hilchos Yisrebiya. The Rambam tells you all the nations that you're not allowed to marry: Ammon and Moab, Amitzri, Esther, Shlishi Yavo. And all of a sudden, the Rambam writes, then Halacha Chavalev Kishaolos Sancheriv Melech Ashur. All of a sudden, Sancheriv came, and Bilbo Kol Haumos. And you know what? He disrupted the entire world. Disrupted the entire world. People from here were transported to there. People from there were transported to here. And therefore, the Rambam writes that, you know what? A person says they came from Mitzrayim. That might be true. They came from Mitzrayim, their parents, their grandparents. But these are not the Mitzrayim of old. These are not the Mitzrayim of old. So therefore, the Rambam writes that just because a person says they come from Mitzrayim does not mean you're not allowed to marry them. Because after all, Bos San Cheruv Ubilbo Kolo Omusula. The source of this Rambam is a Tosefta in Kedushin Perakei Halachav. So that's what the Ravaz refers you to. So the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Yisrebiya, that we cannot necessarily assume that people that describe themselves to a certain nationality are really of those ancient, ancient nations. And that's what the Rambam here writes as well in Hilchos Malachim. Kfar Avdu Va'avad Zichron. So you know what, a person says that, yes, that my descendants go back to the Shiva Amim. You know what, that does not mean that that is true in any shape or form. Well, so those are the halachos, Perakei Halacha Dalet, two chidushim I will tell you. Chidush number one is Kol Shebal Yodo. You know what the chidush of Kol Shebal Yodo is? It sounds like it's a Chov HaSeyachid. A Chov HaSeyachid, a personal encounter. A personal encounter. And the second is Per Odu Vavazir. Okay? Then you get to the next halacha, right? Perakei halacha hey. The Rambam says, V'chein, mitzvah seseh la'abe zara shel amalek. You know, you have to annihilate amalek as well. The Rambam writes, that's the mitzvah, timche seichel amalek. And the Rambam writes, there's a constant reminder to remember. And that's the pasuk of Zohar. Zohar es asher asal l'chol amalek. Oh, and here the Rambam writes, and what does Zohar mean? Oh, mipi ha'shmo lamdu, the Rambam writes. Tradition tells us that Zachar is bepeh, lo tishkach is belay. That's the Sifra in Parshas Bechukosa. No? The Sifra writes the following, that the Torah says, Zachar is asher asaloch al amalek. To remember, to remember. Does that just simply mean you have to be aware? It's a mindset, it's a consciousness, it's a cognition. No. Sifra is mefurish. The Pasuk says, lo tishkach. meaning Hare Shichecha Salei Vamura. The Torah already tells you that you can't forget. So Aman Mekam Zachar, what does Zachar mean? Shonu Beficha has to be expressed. Zechira has to be manifested, it has to be expressed. That very Sifra, Parshas B'Chukosai, gives you another example. Zechira Shabbos. Zachar Shema Shabbos L'Kadshah. Right? Yachra B'Libcha, maybe that simply means be aware that it's Shabbos. Be aware that it's Shabbos. The Sifra writes the same thing. But the Torah tells us, Shomer Shema Shabbos L'Kadshah. You're not allowed to do Malacha. Shmira Saleh Amura. Obviously, you have to know that it's Shabbos. If you didn't have a pasuk of Zachar, you don't have to know that it's Shabbos. Of course you have to know that it's Shabbos. There's so much that you have to refrain from. So Mani Akai Mizachar, Shona Beficha, Shona Beficha. Zachar does not really need to remember, it has to be expressed. That's the Gemara, Bracha Stavchav, Shavu Stavchav, a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. Not just simply know that it's Shabbos. Of course know that it's Shabbos. So it's not really enough, Lo Tishkaf, don't forget. But Zachar means beyond that. What's the Rambam post this? Perakei halacha hei, in Hochas Malachim. The mitzvah of Zechira Samalek means you need a Zechira Bepeh, a Zechira Bepeh. The Rambam doesn't write, what you're thinking about, Tosfos, no? The Tosfos in Brachos Yud Gimel, Megil Daf Yud Zayin, that means a Kriyas HaTorah Mitoch HaKsav, Parsha Zachar. The Rambam does not write that. The Rambam just simply writes that Lo Tishkach is Vilev, and Zachar is Bepeh. Zachar is Bepeh. So Zechira Samalek requires that you do something above and beyond, just failing to forget. What is that Zechira Bepeh? Maybe it's just Zechira Bepeh. Zechira Bepeh. For example, if you look in the Magen Avraham Simen Samach, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, you know what the Magen Avraham writes? When you look carefully, if I take a look at that Magen Avraham, in Birchos Kriyas Shema and Kriyas Shema, you're going to see a reference to all the Zechiras. All the Zechiras. Wow. And have that in mind. Have that in mind when you're davening. Have that in mind. Now, V'kei Rav Tano. V'kei Rav Tano means, Mamad Har Sinai. That's one of the Zechiras, no? L'shimcha HaGadol. What is Shimcha HaGadol? Shimcha HaGadol is Amalek, no? Then the Parshas B'Shalach. Kiyad Al Keis Ka, L'cham Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dar. Right? Rashi quotes the Drasha, no? In Shmo Shalem, in Kiso Shalem, Hashem Chizar Shalem Amalek. No? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion, his throne, Kaviyachol, is not complete until Melcham Hashem Amalek Midor Dar. Oh, so the Magen Avraham have that in mind when you say the Shimcha HaGadol, the Shimcha HaGadol. There are those at the very end of the evening, no? Make sure to say all the Zechiros, right? Because after all, the Sifra, the Rambam writes, Zechir is Bepeh. That's important. So the Rambam writes this here, no? That Lotishkaf is Vilev Zachar is considered to be Bepeh. Okay, so the Rambam writes the following. There's a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, Timche Zechar Amalek. And the Rambam writes there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. Okay. Then the Rambam stops. So I would tell you, like by omission, like two, I would say, incredible ha'aras. No? Ha'ara number one is the Rambam does not say, B'chol shebali yado echem mehem. No? That line that the Rambam simla chadal, the Rambam does not say here. B'chol, you think the Rambam should say the following? There's a mitzvah of Timche Zechar Amalek. And therefore, if you have an encounter, this is what you must do. The Rambam doesn't say that. Furthermore, I'll tell you this, maybe this is like an unbelievable diuk. What happened to that line in the Rambam, Ukvar Avdu Vava Zichrom? No? When it came to the Shiva Amimim, the Rambam said, but realize that, you know what? Everything's changed. And therefore, this does not play itself out today as it did then. And then the Rambam starts discussing Amalek and doesn't say anything at all about that, no? You know, maybe you could have envisioned the Rambam should have done this, no? Let the Rambam and Halacha Dalet talk about Zayin Amin. Halacha Hey talk about Amalek. And then the Rambam should say, you know what? And therefore, Mikr Hadin, B'chol HaBal Yado. However, B'zman HaZeh not. It's like a fascinating diuk. One no doubt has to be careful in diukim of the Rambam, but it is very striking that the Rambam does not write this at all. So I would tell you, simply in terms of a diuk, I'll tell you there seem to be two differences between Hachrim Tachrimim and Timche Zechar Amalek. Number one is that caveat that the Rambam writes, V'chol shebal yado echem mehem. The Rambam only writes it when it comes to Hachrim Tachrimim. Does not write it when it comes to Number two, it sounds like that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is alive and well. No? V'chol shabal yadcha mehem, I understand. For avdu avet zichram, about that, zayinumos, but maybe not about Amalek. So if that really is true, these diukim, which really sound pretty clear, that would mean that there seem to be like two differences daraisa between hachrim tachrimim and timichei seicham alei. I would add two other differences. And this is also maybe even more mefurish. Look in the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch in Tav Chav Hei is where the Sefer Achinuch discusses the Zayin Umos, hachrim tachrimim. And the Sefer Achinuch in Tav Reish Dalid is where the Sefer Achinuch discusses Mechiyas Amalek. Mechiyas Amalek. So when you look in Hachrim Tachrimin, the Zayin Amimin, the Sefer Achinuch always writes, like, who's obligated in these mitzvahs, no? Who's obligated? So the Sefer Achinuch is Mufurish. V'noheges mitzvah zu b'zecharim uv'nekevos. This mitzvah applies to men and to women. Men and to women. Well, this chiyuv hachrim tachrimim, that applies to men and women. Men and women. Well, and then the Sefer Achinuch adds a line which is pretty striking. So therefore, v'chol shabal yadach mehem. So therefore, if you have an encounter, and guess what? And yachal lahargo, and you can put this guy out. And then the Sefer Achinuch has the following words. You ready? B'li shi stakin b'davar, without putting yourself at risk. Without putting yourself at risk. Men and women are obligated. And therefore, if you have an encounter, and you know you can fulfill this mitzvah without putting yourself at risk, then you're about to the mitzvah to say. Okay, well. So I would just contrast that to the Sefer Achinuch's discussion of Mechiyas Amalek. Tav Reish Dalet. Who is obligated in the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek? You know what Sefer Achinuch writes? Hazacharim, only men. Women are exempt. Well, that's a chiddush of the Sefer Achinuch. Women are exempt from Mechiyas Amalek. The previous mitzvah, Tav Reish Gimel, is the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. Guess what? The Sefer Achinuch writes the same thing there, that women are exempt from Zechiras Amalek. Realize these are like chiddushim. Chiddush number one is that women are exempt from Mechiyas Amalek. Why are they exempt from Mechiyas Amalek? Simply, no. Because men are the ones who go out and fight. Ki lahem lasal samochama v'nikma sa'oyev v'lo nashim. You know, the Gemara Kedushin of Beis, no? Darko shal ish lasos mochama. So therefore, you're talking about waging a battle, men, not women. And then the chiddush on top of that is what the Sefer Achinuch writes in the previous mitzvah, Tav Reish Gimel, the same is true of Zechiras Amalek. Why would I say the same is true of Zechiras Amalek? Apparently, well, this is Ramban, no, in the very end of Kiseitseh, the Ramban in Parsha Zachar, where the Ramban writes, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is to remind us of our chiyuv of Timchei Zechir Amalek. Maybe one could have argued these are two independent mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, good. And there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, which means remember what Amalek did to us. And maybe these are independent mitzvahs. The Ramban writes the following Chiddush, that no, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is not just simply Zechiras Amalek. History, remember what I did? It means be mindful of our obligation too. Be mindful of our obligation too. Of Timchei Zechir Amalek. Oh, so number one, so the Ramban writes the Chiddush. If you're exempt from Mechiyas Amalek, you're not obligated in Zechiras Amalek. You know, there's a Magen Avraham, Tav Reish Pei Hei. A person, for whatever reason, didn't hear Parsha Zachar the Shas. You know what the Magen Avraham writes? You know what? You go to Shul Purim morning, and you're hearing the Kriya Satorah in Purim morning. That's Parsha Speshalach. Parsha Speshalach is Vayav Amalek. No? So if a person didn't hear the Kriya Satorah this Shabbos, so Purim morning when he hears Parsha Speshalach, have in mind Zechiras Amalek. So you know what the Mishnah Berurah's Har is? That doesn't help according to this Ramban. If it just simply means, remember what Amalek did to us. Parshas Amalek is real time. No, that's Vayavo Amalek. That's what Amalek did to us. No, but the Ramban writes that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is to be mindful of our chiyuv of Timcha Zechir Amalek. So Mishnah Berurah writes, you know what? When you read Parshas V'shalach, you know, you can get it wrong. No? In Parshas Kisei, say Timcha Zechir Amalek. In Parshas V'shalach, you know what the theme is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Macho Emche. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. You know, you could read Parshas V'shalach and think that, you know, like, Hashem Yilachem Echem, and Tentach Rishun. And not. So Mishnah Berurah writes, he doesn't think he can heal with Parshas V'shalach. Maybe you need, like, the Parshas Kiseitse, because that's where it mentions Timcha Zeich Ramalek. So just one of the indicators of the link between A and B, Zechir Mechia, and Mamish this Sefer Achinuch. One great chiddush that women are exempt from, Mechia Samalek, and then a chiddush on top of that is, therefore, they're also exempt from Zechir Samalek. So interesting, in Mechia Samalek, the Sefer Achinuch writes, men and women are obligated, in Shiva Menim, men and women are obligated, Tafafei, in Amalek, women are exempt. Oh, and I'll tell you the following deal. That caveat of the Sefer Achinuch, Tafafei, believe she's talking the davar, as long as you're not putting yourself at risk, guess what? The Sefer Achinuch doesn't write that when it comes to Mechias Amalek. He doesn't write, you have to battle Amalek, as long as you don't put yourself at risk. That also is a very important deal, no? So I'll tell you, when you look at the Rambams, the Sefer Achinuch, and the contrast between Hachrim, Tachrim, and Timcha Zeich Amalek, it sounds like there are four differences. Four differences. Number one is V'chol Shabal Yarech Amehem. Number two is Par'avda V'zichram. Number three is Zacham Nekevos. Number four is B'li She Yizdaking. No? Sounds like there are four differences between them. No? Even though they sound so similar, no? One is that you have to treat the Zayam in this way, and the other is you have to treat Amalek in this particular way. Well, so how do you put all of this together? So I would start with a tzarechin of the Minchas Tinach. But I think the tzarechin has to be answered, no? You can't just move on. No? When you look there in Tav Chaf Hei, that's Zayin Amin. And what does the Sefer Achinuch write? You know, you have to battle the Umos HaOlam, the Shiv Amin. Believe she is talking Badavar. So the Minchas Tinach basically, you know what his question is? Like, what? No, what? What does that mean? What in the world does that mean? You know, if I'm going to ask you, which mitzvos do you have to perform even b'makom sakanas nefashos? So you're going to tell me, yarag v'yavor, avodah zarah, gilrei shvichus, I'm going to add another one, no? Milchemes mitzvah. By definition, no? Milchemes, you wage battle, There are casualties. There's a battle without casualties. There's a battle without casualties. So if you're going to ask me, you know, is there a heter of pikuach nefesh when it comes to Melchemes Mitzvah? Is there a heter of suffek pikuach nefesh? Of course not. By definition, if the Torah says you have to wage battle, and you recognize that, you know what happens? Minchas Tinach writes, v'derech ha'olam neherogim ishtei tzadim b'shas ha'melchama. Each side suffers casualties. You know, a person enlists and all of a sudden he finds that he's going to battle and he says, I have to put myself at risk. I never would have enlisted. You're probably going to say, you know what? Yeah, that's the nature of this. No, there's a built-in risk. So the Minchas Chinuch is like stunned that the Sefer Chinuch can possibly write that there's a chiyuv of lo sechai kol neshama hachem tachrimein b'med v'amurim b'li she's talking about. How can that be? And the Minchas Tinach just writes, Bitzarachim. No? But I would say that kasha has to be addressed. And perhaps the answer will answer some of the other issues as well. So this is what you find in the Briskarov, in the very end of Parshas B'Shalach. No, there, Vayavo Malek. Of course, Dinei Melchama don't have a p'tur of Safek Pikuach Nefesh. Of course, that's true. Let me ask you the following question. When the Torah tells us, Timche Zecher Amalek, when the Torah tells us, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, is that in the Misgeris of Melchama? Is that Midine Melchama, or is that not? Or is that not? Is this Dine Melchama, or is this... Well, oh, I'll tell you the following. If the Sefer HaChinuch writes, if the Rambam writes, V'chol Shabbo Liyado Echad Mehem. V'chol Shabbo Liyado Echad Mehem. Whoa, you know what that means? V'chol Shabbo Liyado Echad Mehem. This is not a din sibur of Mochemes Mitzvah. If I tell you, like, how does the American army wage battle? You don't say v'chol shabbo liyado echad mehem. No? You speak about the misgeres of Mochama as a chovas hatzibur. As a chovas hatzibur. When the Rambam discusses here, hachrim tachrimim, the Rambam discusses it as a mitzvah yachid. As a mitzvah yachid. V'chol shabbo liyado echad mehem. It is not in the misgeres of Mochama. Wow. So that's what Briscoe points out. If it's not in the Misgeres, oh, then there's a fundamental difference. The Minchas Chinuch is 100% right. That anything which is in the framework of the Dine HaMochama, then obviously you have to strategically battle. But you can't just say there's a Ptur of Safek Pikuach Nefesh. The Minchas Chinuch is right. The fact that the Sefer HaChinuch tells you that B'lish Yistakim Adavar means the Sefer HaChinuch view this as a chovas hayachid. Mufurish in the Rambam, no? V'chol shabbo liyado echad mehem. V'chol shabbo liyado echad mehem. So therefore, this is a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, where of course there's a p'tur pikuach nefesh. And therefore the Sefer HaChinuch writes, you have to couch it. B'li shistakim adavar. B'li shistakim adavar. But I agree that there isn't that consideration when it comes to a Mochemes Mitzvah. Wow, that's important. Well, I'll tell you the following. You know, when you look, for example, in the Rambam is clear that, you know what, that Mochemes Amalek is a Chovas HaTzibur Midine HaMochama. You look in the Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Malachim. Shalosh mitzvos nistavu Yisrael b'shas knisas l'aretz. No? There are three obligations incumbent upon the tzibur when you enter Eretz Yisrael. The tzibur is obligated limnos mehem melech. The tzibur is obligated to go ahead and to, right? Lahach rizar shal malek. And the tzibur is obligated to build a beis habechira. No? Mufurish in the Rambam, that Mechias HaMalek is a Chovas HaTzibur. And if that's not explicit enough, when you look at the end of the mitzvahs, and take a look at the very end of the mitzvahs to say the Rambam, and say for mitzvahs, people don't know this exists, no? The Rambam lists the mitzvahs. After the Rambam writes the mitzvahs to say, the Rambam gives you some principles. So the Rambam writes, you should realize, the Rambam is Mufurish. I want you to know the Rambam says there's certain mitzvahs which are a chova al hatzibur velo lachol ish v'ish. For example, hachrasa zara shalom alek. The Rambam couldn't be more mafurish, no? The Rambam writes, realize, even I just listed the mitzvahs, they're not all equal. Some are a chova siyachid, some are a chova hatzibur. And the Rambam writes that hachrasa zara shalom alek is a chova hatzibur. So I'll tell you that that's a Chovas HaTzibur in the Misgeres of the Dini Mahama. Oh, so I'm going to tell you, oh good. So guess what? That Diuk in the Rambam, I'll tell you, is incredible. The Rambam does not write when it comes to Amalek, V'chol Shabbo Liyado Echad Mehem. Not just simply because the Rambam already said it. That's not true. Amalek is not about a personal confrontation. You know what it's about? I'll quote Parshas B'Shalach. Milchama Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. That's in the Misgeres of Milchama. As a Chovas HaTzibur. Rav Mufurish, it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Rambam is mafurish, it's a chovas hatzlibim. So you ask me, why didn't the Rambam repeat v'chol shebal yachem ehem? Oh, you know what I'll tell you? Because it's not true. It's not true. Wow. That's something which is fascinating. Let's say the Sefer Achinuch. Oh, so very good now. The Sefer Achinuch writes, please, she's stuck in Bedavar, but only when it comes to Hachrim Tachrimim. Not when it comes to Mechia Samalek, no? That's also pretty good, no? Yeah, because if it's Milchemes Mitzvah in the Miskeres of Erchovas HaTzibur, then there's no Ptur of a Safek Sakana. So the Sefer Achinuch is not right when it comes to Amalek. Least she's talking about. When it comes to Zayin Amimim, which is a Chovas HaYachid, that's where the Rambam, B'chol Shel Yachem, that's what the Sefer Achinuch writes, but be careful, there's certain limitations. And I'll tell you, that fits in incredibly with the Sefer Achinuch's men and women, no? That's pretty cool, no? Yeah, there's a Gemara, in Darko Shel Ish Alasos Mochama. So the Sefer Achinuch writes consistently, women are excluded from the Dine HaMochama. That's found throughout the Sefer Achinuch. So that's true, women are not included in Mechia Samalek. How can women be included in Hakrim Tachrimim? You know what the answer is? That's not Dini Melchama. That is a Chovas Yachid. And therefore, B'chol Shebal Yarechem Ehem. And therefore, men and women alike are obligated. But a caveat, Lishak Medavar. And maybe one could argue, maybe the other truths also, maybe one could argue the following. When the Rambam discusses the Chovas HaYachid, when you and I go ahead and confront an individual, the Rambam has to quickly add, for Ov Devav HaZichron, you know? So you're having this business meeting, and this guy who says, you know, he's from, careful, no? But when it comes to Mechia Samalek? Okay, one could answer in different ways. But maybe one answer is as follows. The Rambam doesn't have to say, you know, don't worry when you meet someone today, because who says he's really from that nation? That's a Chovas HaTzibur, right? Mamidin Melech, you go out and wages a battle. The Rambam doesn't have to caution you. You know what? When you go to your business meeting and a guy says he's from Amalek, you know, be careful because, no, that's the Miskeres of Mochama, right? And we're waging a battle against whom exactly, you know? Mochama doesn't exist as a nation, as a nationality today. But when you're dealing with a Chovas Yachid, the Rambam is concerned. I'm telling you, you're chayiv to do so, for Torah Yachid. And all of a sudden, this person identifies himself as being a member of, the Rambam quickly tells you, realize, Krav Vav HaZichron. I would go a step further and say the following. Why is that true that Hachrim Tachrim is? Why is that true that Hachrim Tachrim is a Chovas Yachid? Why exactly is that true? So I'll tell you the following Chiddush. This is an Avnei Nezer. Right, I want you to take a look at this. This is like required reading, no? This is Avnei Nezer. No? Yeradeya, Tav Nun Dalet. Right? That's where the Avnei Nezer addresses the fact that the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We just discussed this yesterday, no? That Ramban, that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Amir Lakum, Tolas L'chol Yisrael. Well, Ramban, yes, that's the Ramban Tasoga. In the beginning of the Mitzvah Sasei, Sheshach HaCharav, the Rambam does not count this. You know, the Megillah Esther writes according to him, it's not a mitzvah. So the Avnei Nezer kind of, you know, he quotes like every line of the Megillah Esther and says one line after another line is more difficult. What he writes cannot be. And it completely disproves, right, that line in the Megillah Esther that the Rambam thinks this is not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah. But take a look. The rayas are compelling. The Rambam's some of furish, no? You know, a wife wants to go to Yisrael, the husband doesn't want to go to Yisrael, the wife can insist on getting divorced, and the husband has to pay the ksuva because he's absolutely at fault for breaking up this marriage because she's doing the right thing, and he's not willing to do the right thing. And the Rambam writes in the Chasabadim as well that an Eved wants to go to Yisrael, and the other doesn't want to do that, the Eved can insist on shikr, like, it's mafurish the Rambam, no? And Abinezer writes like so clearly, what in the world? The Rambam counts the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. So what does that mean? There's a mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrim, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You know, like how do you finish the sentence? No, it makes no sense. No? There's a mitzvah d'araisa. You know, you have to go to Eretz Yisrael, and you have to plow out the Musa'olam, and lo sechayi kol neshama, and then leave, right? And then go back home, and then go to Chutz Laretz. That's the Rambam. The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah d'araisa of hachrim tachrimim. You have to go and simply, you know, and then once you do that, what? In other words, it's just a mitzvah per se, just to destroy everything, and then to move on. Rabbi Ezra, that's exactly the point. This is a very technical machlokas. When you have such a configuration of mitzvahs, hachrim tachrim and yishuv eretz yisrael, right? You have to throw them out in order to occupy. Do you count that in sefer mitzvahs as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? That's a very important, that's a very technical discussion, no? We've touched on a lot of those issues, no? Is Kriya Shema one mitzvah, is Tefillin one mitzvah, is Talmud Torah one mitzvah, is Tzitzis one mitzvah? Now, if everyone counts as one mitzvah, doesn't mean, you know what, so only do half the mitzvah. But that's a fascinating deal, whether Kriya Shema are two separate mitzvahs, the Ramban, or the Rambam. Kriya Shema is one mitzvah. Tefillah Shoyah, Tefillah Shorosh, one mitzvah? Two separate mitzvahs. We discussed that. Makvin and Makvin. Mikdash and Kalev. No? One mitzvah, two mitzvahs. How do you reckon this? Rav Nezer says that's exactly the issue. And Rav Nezer points to what we discussed weeks ago. No? That Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, where the Ramban writes that, you know what? There's a mitzvah mostly Mikdash or Shachanti B'Selfa. And the Ramban had another mitzvah, remember? That was the mitzvah of Asiyas Aron. The Ramban counts Mishkan, Mikdash, and Aron separately. And the Rambam does not. The Rambam does not. Oh, so Rav Nezer writes his beautiful chiddush that, you know what? I think what's true of Mishkan, and Mikdash, and Aron is true of Hachrim Tachrim, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You know what? Step one is that you build a Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash, and the purpose is to house the Aron. Do you count that as one mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs? You begin with this in order to do that. You begin with Hachrim Tachrimim in order to do that. No? So guess what? The Rambam doesn't count Aron. Oh, according to the Rambam, there's no such thing as an Aron. There's no such thing as Aron. The Rambam writes, that's Vosli Mikdash of Shechanti Desalchan. No? That's clear. There's no such thing as Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes, it's Hachrim Tachrimim. It's not surprising when you have like a series of that the Rambam can count that as one. Oh, in the Ramban, the Shita say, just like the Ramban feels that Aron should be counted separately, do this in order to do that. Oh, so Hachrim Tachrimim and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael should be counted separately as well. So that's the biur of Abinezer. It's a very powerful, powerful tshuva. Then Abinezer writes something else, which is also incredibly, incredibly powerful. So given the fact that Les Mandapali is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so Rav Nezer has to explain that he was the Sofeshaver, no? So why is it that the Rebbes of old did not run to Eretz Yisrael? What are you going to tell me? Parnasa? The Rebbes would have been supported by their Hasidus, no? That really wasn't so much of a question, no? That was the issue. So you know what Rav Nezer writes? That's exactly the point. It's a very, very powerful message. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means to subsist, to live off of the shefa of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean, that's interesting, think about it, now. It doesn't mean to live in Eretz Yisrael and be supported by Chutz Laretz. It means, you know, in Yashem El Kechaba. It means to live in Eretz Yisrael, and that, Rav Nezer writes, in those times, was impossible. So it would have meant living here, but living off the sustenance of, he quotes the Mer Yaakovino, no? Yaakovino was not interested in any property, Rashi writes, that he got in, and then he gave to Esav, no? Anything that he accrued in Chutz Laretz was no interest in, no? That's part of the madrega of living in Eretz Yisrael means, right, the shefa, the bounty of Eretz Yisrael. Not just simply, you know, I'll spend 2 weeks here and I'll go back to America and make my parnasa there. You know, that, okay. I'm not saying it's better than, but that's exactly what Avnezer points out, to be productive in building up the land, as opposed to detaching. Yeah, that's part of that tshuva, the Avnezer. But Avnezer writes the Chiddush that Hachrim Tachrim is so directly related to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? This is like cause and effect. This is an A and B. To the extent that we can now have a big machlokas as to whether to count this as one mitzvah or whether to count this as two separate mitzvahs. Not that it doesn't exist. Oh, okay, so it doesn't exist according to Rambam. Hachrim Tachrim without Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing makes no sense. Okay, it's an important deal. An important finish. I would just now add the following. So that's the essence of Hachrim Tachrim. The essence of Hachrim Tachrim. Now, Hachrim Tachrim in order, B'ho Rashi Yisrael Yishavtim, by Yishuv Aretz. Would you call that a Choves HaYachid or call that a Choves HaTzibur? Oh, so I'll tell you the following. I think that pops, no? So I understand that Mechias HaMalik is Midini HaMocham, and that's a Choves HaTzibur. That's what the Rambam writes. But Hachrim Tachrimim is the tool of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not just a Choves HaTzibur. A Choves HaTzibur. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a Choves HaYachid. That's a Choves HaYachid. And therefore, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, are treating Hachrim Tachrim as a Choves HaYachid. Women are obligated in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's not surprising, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Hachrim Tachrim is men and women. Mechias HaMalek, Mefurish, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that's considered to be Miskeres, B'dine HaMochamo. That's something which is pretty striking. That notion of the element of Tzibur, when it comes to right, the cases of HaMalek. I often link this to the Chiddush of the Rush, where I already alluded to the fact that now that there's a machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is the mitzvah Zechiras HaMalek? Zechiras HaMalek. So you start with that sifra that writes, it has to be bepeh. It's not enough that it's belayed, it has to be. But what does bepeh mean? That's what the Ramban raises the suffix, no? Ramban in the very end of Kiseisei, no? Take a look. Ramban writes, he's unsure what this sifra means. Does the sifra just simply mean it's not enough to acknowledge or to think, to contemplate, but you have to state? Or does it mean something much more than that? Not just stating. Maybe it means mamash, like a creamy talk comes out. That's Tosa Shishita. A kriya satora daraisa, a parsha zachar. A kriya satora daraisa, a parsha zachar. When the Gemara tells us, you know, that you can't lay the Megillah al peh. How do you know you can't lay the Megillah al peh? You know the whole thing by heart. Because hayamim ha'ele nizkarim benasim, nizkarim. And the Gemara says, ooh, when it comes to Amalek, parshas b'shalach, ksov zos, zikaron b'sefer. Zikaron is b'sefer. Now that's the Sugi Megillah, the Tosis Yud. Simon Beis, Yechesim Adalav. So zikaron b'sefer. Maybe the zikaron b'sefer means that zechiras Amalek requires zikaron b'sefer. Zikaron b'sefer. That's Tosus Hashita. So what exactly does that mean? That there's a chiv of zikaron b'sefer? You know what I'll tell you that means? That means that take out a sefer Torah and read then the Parshas Kiseitzeh. Read then the Parshas Kiseitzeh. That's the Zikaron B'Sefer. So the Rush, come out Mefurish, goes a step further. No? Because the Rush is bothered. No? We discussed this in the past regarding cases of Simchas Yontif, Rabbi Eliezer, Meshach, Rav, Lashlim, Lasara, Brachos, Mem Zayin, Gittin, Daf, Lamed Ches. No? So Tosu says, you see from that Gemara something incredible. That you know what? That a mitzvah derabim derabanan, like tefillah b'tzibur, can override Adin daraisa von bem tavodim. Because that's what Rabbi Eliezer did. For the sake of, let's say, the tefillah, bitzibur, he was meshachar an eved. So Tosus writes, you know what, when the Gemara says a mitzvah derabim can override a mitzvah deyachid, that's even in an extreme case where the mitzvah derabim is only derabban and the mitzvah deyachid is a din daraisa. Well, so the Rush writes the same thing. And that's sugyan brachas, and daf mem zayin. And the Rush adds just one line. And don't tell me that what was the story with Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer was so interested in being Meshachar an Eved. Oh, so maybe you'll tell me it was the Shabbos. It was Parsha Zachar. And therefore you lose Tosfos as Ryan. Because, ooh, that's already a Din D'Oraisa. So the Rosh is right. The Gemara would not have left that out if that was the case, no? The Gemara would be so misleading if that was the case, no? You leave the Gemara and say you can be Meshachar an Eved for Tefillah B'Tzibur? No, it's not true. You can be Meshachar an Eved for the Kriyas HaTorah Parsha Zachar. So the Gemara would not have left that out if that was the reality. So I'll ask you a very, very simple question. Aside from that, that's the reality. This happened on Parsha Zachar. But how does that address the question? You have to be Meshachar the Eved? What? To fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek? Why? So, Kemat Mefurash in the Rosh, no? That Midaraisa, this is such a Chiddush, Midaraisa, you need a Tzibur for Zechiras Amalek. If all you need is a Kriya Satar Mitoch HaKsav, there's no Rai in the world. So what kind of Rai is that? Good, it was the Parsha Zophar. But how does that answer the question? The Rush says, it doesn't make sense to say it's Parsha Zophar, but with Parsha Zophar, you know what? Then the take it would be for a mitzvah daraisa b'tzibur, you can violate a chuvas yachid. How is this a mitzvah daraisa b'tzibur? So this is a ha'ara of the Keren Orah. The Keren Orah has brachos, you know, like, it's like a running pirish on the beginning of brachos. So he just points out that, you know, you see, according to the Rosh, that the din tzibur is a din daraisa. It's not, Tosus just says, either kimi tocha, like kriya sana gila requires a kimi tocha ksan. That's a great, great finish. That's a great, if you ask me why that's true, yeah, I would say this fits in so well with everything, no? Because after all, that mechiya samalek is a chavas hatzibur. And Zechira Samalek is to be mindful of the Chiv of Timche Zechar Malek. And therefore, that also is a mitzvah that is only in the framework of Tzibur. And therefore the Rosh writes, you need a minyan daraisa. You need a mitzvah daraisa. Wow. When you look in the Ramban, in Shmos Yud Zayin as well, on the post of Kial Al Keska, right, there also, right, the Ramban writes in Parshas Bashalach, Kol Melech B'Yisrael, Chayim Lilachim. The Melech Yisrael is obligated to do so. Yireim even writes, in Reish Sadi Tes, that it's a mitzvah which is Mutelus Al HaMelech. It's Mefurish. Mitzvah Limchol Zecher Amalek Al HaMelech Mutelus. That's the language of the Yireim. This is like the Melech. This is like the Tzibur. That's what the Rambam writes. You appoint a melech, and the melech goes out and fights Amalek. Like, these are tzibur din. So maybe it's not so surprising. So surprising. That Zechiras Amalek should require a minyan daraisa. And this is the miskeres of Mochama. So here the Rambam does not write b'chol shebali yachameim. And here the Rambam doesn't have to come on to avdavad zichram. And this is something that, don't tell me that there's a risk, but this is something that only men and women are exempt from, because in darko shishal asus mochamo. And here I'll tell you an incredible chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. There's a sefer that has the chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik. It's called, right, the Sod HaYachid VaYachad. Right? You seen this recently? No. You saw it at Yakir Vayachar. So take a look. There's a footnote on page Shin Sani Beis. Take a look at that. Because that's something which is like there. Soloveitchik quotes the name of his father. That Ramosha Soloveitchik was so bothered that why is it that the Rambam writes for Avdu Va'avad Zichrom in Hey Dalit, like we explained, Radvas al Chusisuediya Basal Khairiv, and the Rambam does not write this when it comes to Amalek. So maybe one teretz was, you know, Amalek is a Chovas HaTzibur, so maybe, all right, the Rambam didn't feel so necessary to write this because obviously in the Miskeres of the Mahama, you know, the Rambam was afraid that a Yachid is going to resist. Okay. So Moshe Soloveitchik says the following Kiddush, pretty unbelievable. You know, when you look in Parshas Kiseitzeh, the Torah there discusses Timche Zecher Amalek. What is Amalek? So there, the Torah speaks about Amalek as a nation. The Geza Shel Amalek. Geza meaning like the descendants of Amalek. Amalek and their descendants. Timche Zecher Amalek. When you look in Parshas B'Shalach, perhaps there's a fundamental difference. Parshas B'Shalach is not necessarily addressing like the DNA of Amalek, right? The biological nation of Amalek and their descendants. But you know what I would tell you? It's the ideology of Amalek. The ideology of Amalek. You know, the Torah describes Nechasholim Acharecha. You know, there are certain laws of conventional battle, but you don't pounce on the women and the children. You don't destroy the weakest members of the society. You know, you're waging a battle against the sickly individuals in society, against the children, against infants. That's not Dinei Mochama. That was Amalek. And another ideology, right? Below Yirei Elokim. That there was no, right? Atheists, agnostics. There was no religious connection. No Yiras Hashem. No Yiras Hashem. I would tell you that Below Yirei Elokim Necheshalim is a hashkafa. It's a mindset. It's not the biological descendants of Amalek, but rather it's the ideology of Amalek. That was the Chiddush of Moshe Soloveitchik, that, you know, there are two manifestations of Amalek. One is the Geza of Amalek, and one is the ideology of Amalek. Not surprising, in Parshas B'Shalach, when the Torah discusses not the nation of Amalek, but the idea of Amalek. That's where the Torah tells us, Milchama Hashem B'Amalek Midordar. Milchama Hashem B'Amalek Midordar. That means throughout our history, we're going to encounter this mindset, this hashkafa, this ideology. Milchama Hashem B'Amalek Midordar. And even for that, there's a Chovas HaTzibur to respond. Maybe even without like the dichotomy before, maybe in terms of the Gez of Amalek, maybe one could argue, V'chol Shabal Yadav. In fact, the Sefer Achinuch writes that, even about Amalek, V'chol Shabal Yadav. But then there's a broadening. Does Melchama Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor mean that I guarantee you that every generation is going to have members of Amalek, meaning in terms of their DNA? Or does it mean that which Amalek stood for is something that will be repeated again in history? That's the meaning of Melchama Hashem Amalek. The Melchemes Amalek is something that is enduring. Melchemes Amalek. So that was the very great Kiddush of Moshe Soloveitchik, that there's a Geza of Amalek, descendants of Amalek, and there's an ideology of Amalek. So that's not true of the Zainumos. But that's true when it comes to Amalek. Melchama Hashem b'Amalek midor-dor. And that's why the Rambam does not write in the context of Amalek Kfar Avdu Vav HaZichron. Enoch Hinami is true. Oh, Sancheirah. And if Sancheirah just simply, you know, transplanted everyone, so the Mitzrim today are not the Mitzrim of old, and Amon Amov today are not Amon of old, so good, the Malekim of today are not the Malekim of old. But he didn't do that. But the answer is that nonetheless, Melchama Hashem b'Amalek midor-dor. And therefore, the Ram does not write Avad Zichron, Avad Zichron. Unfortunately, right, that ideology remains. That ideology remains. Rosalishik once commented in the name of his father and so on that Nazi Germany, Machshman, had the status of Amalek. Not that biologically that was the DNA, but in terms of a mindset, Nechashalim, Lo Yirei Elokim. You know, that was a manifestation of, in a halachic sense, not just simply, in a broader, halacha. That's part of Melchama Hashem Amalek Midor-dor. So that omission then is striking, that the Ram does not write Avdu Zichron. Right? That's not true. When it comes to a particular nation, one could argue that's true, but not when it comes to the ideology of. That's something which is fascinating. And maybe in a chinami, two parshios. Kiseitse and Bishalach, but maybe two different elements to it. Two different elements. One the Geza, one in terms of the broadest Hashkafa. That's an important distinction in terms of how the Rambam describes Hakrim Tachim as opposed to Timichezeich. Okay. Stop here. It's Hashem Sunday. We have what to continue and about Mir Lakum. Maybe that for part of the week we'll do some in Yanni Purim as well. Okay.